Ja, und jetzt möchten wir dazu die Gedanken von Dr. Lee Merritt gern hören.
Well, I agree, Ted, that, and I'm always hopeful when I hear you talk because I think you're attuned to that. But I really believe that we have to win this, and that it's actually, I see things that are promising. But like, I believe also we're in a war, and in any war, there's always this darkness comes just before the end. You know,
right.
People do, the losers do desperate things, and that's what we have to prepare for. And I feel like my role as a physician is to help people get through this and lose as few people as possible. You know, there are always casualties in war, and we don't want any of us to be one. We don't want your families to be one. And so to do that, you have to have situational awareness. You have to know what's going on. And that's what I think my role has been.
Mm-hmm. Also, was sie sagt, ist, dass es sie schon auch natürlich gerne auch Ted hört und auch das auch wahrnimmt so, aber dennoch sind wir momentan gefühlt in einem Krieg. Und sie als Ärztin möchte versuchen oder versucht es, mit, soweit es möglich ist, so viele Leben hier durchzubringen wie möglich. Ja, also dass wir trotz allem das Ganze so weit überstehen, dass wir viele mitnehmen können, viele retten können. Wir sind in der dunkelsten Stunde, aber ja, der Sonnenaufgang ist nicht weit.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lee, that the darkest hour is always just before dawn. And it's just before dawn right now.
Yeah.
And also I've been told that in the mind of the negatives, they've got between now and early January to stop our ascension, which is impossible, but they're still trying. That's what I'm looking at.
Also was die Negativen versuchen, nach wie vor, dass sie den Aufstieg verhindern möchten mit allen Mitteln. Ihm bleibt aber nur noch bis Anfang Januar ungefähr Zeit, dies zu tun. Dennoch haben sie selbst in dieser Zeit keine Möglichkeit, den Aufstieg mehr zu verhindern.
You know, I think there's something to that about the vaccines. Why the mandate? Why the big rush?
Right.
You know, and why vaccinate children that do not have a risk statistically of dying of COVID?
That's right.
According to Oxford University, they have less risk than being struck by lightning.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also
right.
Bezüglich dessen, was eben im Außen gerade an Druck entsteht, der Impfzwang, was kommt jetzt, die Kinder, die geimpft werden sollen, diese rapide ja, Maßnahmen, die jetzt eingeführt werden noch und gerade diese Unsinnigkeit, Kinder zu impfen, die deren Verlauf völlig harmlos ist bisher bei einer Erkrankung und an Covid, glaube ich, ernsthaft zu erkranken, ist geringer als von einem Blitzschlag getroffen zu werden, laut einer Studie.
And you know, I've been thinking that to put this in perspective this last year and a half and where we are now, I think that we need to simplify it. It's very easy to get very complicated in the technical aspects of disease and viruses and all these things. But to put it, I think, in the simplest, what we've learned a lot. And to put it simplest, I think we have to realize there's two things that are really harming us.
Mm-hmm.
One is the toxins in our environment. Mm-hmm. And you can label germs as toxins, but a lot of times they really aren't. So we have to focus on the toxins are in our environment and fear. Those are the two things that have driven this. And the toxins in our environment are not just, it's not as simple as a virus. That's been a lie that they've perpetrated to drive the fear, but it's toxins in our environment and our fear. And I think if we understand that, we can have a strategy to get through this as individuals.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Wenn wir jetzt auf die letzten anderthalb Jahre zurückblicken, dann gibt es zwei Dinge, die sich hier deutlich zeigen. Und das sind zum einen die Gifte in unserer Umgebung und die Angst, die benutzt wird, um uns eben in diesem Feld zu halten, in diese Angst hineinzubringen. Aber ein Virus alleine so in diesem Ausmaße darzustellen, ist völliger Irrsinn. Und wenn man erstmal dahinter geschaut hat, verstanden hat, wie das miteinander gekoppelt ist, Angst und das, was man darstellt und die Gifte, die in unserer Umgebung sind, dann kann man auch eine ganz einfache Strategie entwickeln, um da durchzukommen.
And you know, one of the toxins that we ought to talk about today, I think, is electromagnetic frequency. Because since I was on last time, I actually looked at autopsies of what people died from when they labeled it COVID. And we don't have enough. We should have done a lot, but we have, I found 74 online from four different areas, including Europe. And interestingly, the one diagnosis that doesn't show up is viral pneumonia. Now, what did they tell us we were dying of? COVID, oh, you'll die of viral pneumonia. None of the people died of viral pneumonia.
Interesting. Wow.
What is it? Viral pneumonia?
Viral, meaning pneumonia in the lungs. Having a virus make you sick in the lungs. Viral pneumonia.
Oh, okay.
Like COVID. They told us COVID was a disease that spread in the air and got into our lungs and made us sick. But the autopsies don't show that.
Yeah, okay.
None of them. That's what I have found.
Also alle Autopsien, also uns wurde ja erzählt, seit dem Wahnsinn, der hier stattfindet, dass ja Covid unsere Lungen angreift. Aber alle Autopsien haben gezeigt, dass in keiner Autopsie, wo angeblich der Patient, wo er verstorben ist an Covid, hatte hatte nichts in der Lunge, was diesbezüglich dem entspricht, was uns weiß gemacht werden geworden ist. Und wir werden über ein Gift sprechen in unserer Umwelt heute. Das ist, das sind die elektromagnetischen Frequenzen.
Viral Pneumonia ist virale Lungenentzündung, habe ich gerade nachgeschaut.
Ja. Virale Lungen, ja.
Okay.
But what all of the autopsies showed was microvascular blood clotting.
Okay.
Was aber alle Autopsien gezeigt haben, ist die Verklumpung im Blut. Die Klumpenbildung im Blut.
Right. And so this is why the spike protein that was developed in a lab could do this, but so can electromagnetic frequencies. So anything that causes inflammation in the body increases your risk of microvascular clotting.
Let's see.
Okay. Also alles, was Entzündungen in unserem Körper hervorruft, erhöht das Risiko, dass wir an Verklumpung im Blut, dass wir daran, wie sagt man, erkranken können. Und ja.
So that's why, you know, per our discussion, Saskia, earlier about the oils in our diet, there are good oils that are natural, God-given oils, and then there are inflammatory oils like canola oil, or, and I'm not sure if you call it that, but...
We do.
Okay. In German. And so those oils that have to be manufactured by pressing and doing all sorts, they're toxic oils that create inflammation in the body.
Wow.
And so people eating a salad that think they're being healthy, if they're buying the salad dressing, they're damaging, they're creating inflammation in the body. So you can have a salad and be healthy, but make your own salad dressing. Use good oils.
Yeah, yeah. Und eine Sache, die zu Entzündungen im Körper führt, sind die Hand oder die mechanisch hergestellten Öle, wie zum Beispiel Sonnenblumenöl, die dazu führen, dass Entzündungen im Körper entstehen. Und wenn ich zum Beispiel einen Salat esse und dazu das Dressing nehme, wenn ich es irgendwo kaufe, dann tue ich meinem Körper durch den Salat vielleicht was Gutes, aber sobald ich dieses Dressing drauf tue, was eben toxisch ist, dann tue ich mir eigentlich in dem Sinne nichts mehr Gutes. Also man sollte das Dressing selber mit gesunden Ölen, wie zum Beispiel Kokosnussöl oder Olivenöl oder Avocadoöl herstellen.
And there are more, but...
Ja, ja. Okay.
Well, thanks for pointing that out. You know, I'm always studying the ingredients when I go to a supermarket to buy something. But that brings up another point. Why would people rush out, Dr. Merritt, Saskia, and Gerhard, to get a shot and they don't even know what the ingredients are? I remember that video you sent me some months ago where you bring out the insert and it's blank. There's nothing there.
Right.
You know.
Because they're afraid. I think they're mostly because they're afraid. Look, the guys that invented this, the inventor of the vaccine refuses to take it. I can't remember his name, but also Albert Bourla, who's the CEO of Pfizer, doesn't take it. He couldn't go into Israel because he hadn't been vaccinated. What does that tell you? The biggest group of people who won't take the vaccine, the biggest deniers kind of, are medical doctors and PhDs.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Oh my God. Warum lassen sich so viele Menschen impfen, ohne je nach den Inhaltsstoffen zu fragen, zu recherchieren? Und oftmals ist es so, wenn der Beipackzettel, ich weiß nicht, das ist, kann man tatsächlich, ist so, wenn man den aufgemacht hat, stand da nichts drauf, es war ein weißer Beipackzettel. Es stand nie drauf, welche Inhaltsstoffe in dieser Impfung sind. Und viele Ärzte, Doktoren haben diese Impfung selber nicht zu sich genommen. Und das sollte doch eigentlich zu fragen führen.
So, the point being that they're taking, they ran out to get this vaccine, which is not a vaccine. By definition, this is not a vaccine. A vaccine has to stop disease transmission. Mm-hmm. This doesn't do that. So this just, it doesn't do anything good in my opinion, but they claim it just decreases symptoms. A drug that decreases symptoms is not a vaccine, it's a therapeutic agent, like aspirin. You can't mandate therapeutic agents.
Right, yeah.
Und diese Impfung ist in dem Sinne keine Impfung, weil eine Impfung an sich soll die Verbreitung einer Krankheit verhindern. Das tut aber diese Impfung nicht und kann sich dementsprechend als solche nicht bezeichnet werden.
And I can't emphasize enough the problem of fear. We were locked down. Lockdown's not a medical term. It's a term you use for prisoners. And here you go again. I feel terrible for you guys. The lockdowns are not to control disease. We've actually found out that lockdowns decrease your immunity. So they increase your risk of getting disease. We are meant to be out among people and getting constant boosts from natural immunity. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing, everything they've done is to make this worse. And that has driven fear. And that's what the people were, they just wanted their lives to be normal. I get it. They wanted to go back. They didn't want to be didn't want to be afraid. They wanted to get back to the opera. They wanted to travel. So they ran out and got a shot that they know nothing about. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, their doctor knows nothing about it. Mm-hmm. Nobody does except the very people at the top of the research arm, because they didn't have to tell us. That's the beauty of an emergency use authorization, an EUA. They mm-hmm. don't have to tell us what's in it. And people need to realize we've never been told what's in this vaccine.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And would you buy a car this way?
I mean, no.
Also uns wurde nie erzählt, was drin ist in den Stoffen. Die Ärzte selber wissen gar nicht, was sie verimpfen. Und das, was hier eben groß mit erwähnt werden muss, was einen großen Faktor spielt im Ganzen, ist die Angst, geschürt, verstärkt durch Lockdowns. Lockdowns ist ja kein medizinischer Begriff, es ist ein Begriff aus Gefangenschaft, Gefängnis. Und durch die Lockdowns, was passiert, dass unser Immunsystem geschwächt wird, weiter hinuntergefahren wird, weil uns ja jeglicher Kontakt zur Sonne, zur Natur fehlt dadurch. Viele wollen schnell zurück ins normale Leben und denken eben, jetzt lasse ich mich lieber die Impfung verpassen, damit ich mein Leben wieder leben kann wie vorher. Aber ich glaube, das ist ja die größte Lüge von allen.
Aber sie hat auch gemeint, den Kontakt zu den anderen Menschen, also weil wir uns ja ständig austauschen und uns upgraden mit dem Immunsystem. Ja. Durch.
Richtig.
And you know, everyone, our government, the Food and Drug Administration, is so honest here in the United States, they've locked away the documents indicating the ingredients in these shots for Pfizer for 55 years. But that's not good enough, because they're so honest, they want to tack on, increase it to 75 years, as if we're little babies. By that time, everybody's going to be dead who...
Right. And is that for national security?
Yeah, for what reason? Protect Pfizer.
Like JFK's assassination.
Right, same idea. Yeah, exactly. You know, what are they hiding? They don't want the truth out there. This is disgusting.
And after you translate that, Saskia, I'll tell you some of the numbers that did sneak out, because the judge forced them to release some.
Okay.
Also die Inhaltsstoffe der Impfung wurden ja verschlossen und sind, glaube ich, für 55 Jahre nicht zugänglich von Pfizer. You said 55 years and more?
55, yeah, 55 and now 70, years. 175.
175?
No, see, 75.
Ach, 75 Jahre, ich glaube, das hatte ich auch gelesen irgendwo, das war mal, dass diese Inhaltsstoffe, also all das ist verschlossen und darf erst in 75 Jahren sozusagen, wird das zugänglich gemacht.
Mit welcher Begründung? Why?
Why?